and I, you know, get a kick out of it and everything. Everybody lives happily ever after. But anyway, they settle in different parts, and there's still a few Huffmans over in the Water Valley, Mississippi area, which is like 60 miles or so northwest of here. There's some down in the Webster County area I was talking about a minute ago, which is 40, 50 miles southwest. And there's about four or five different clans of them in Chickasaw County. And some of them I didn't even know until I was a grown married man. One lived down the road for me. This guy came down knocking on my door one night. Said, "Let me hear your phone." I said, "Look, cat, I don't know you. You're not coming to my house." "Oh, hell, you know me. My name's Buddy Huffman." And I said, I've never seen you in my life. I said, "You smell like a Huffman. That's about all I can give you, you know." And, but, you know, like I said, they was, you know, some of this parentage that moved off to Arkansas or something. It came, you know, like I said, I don't know. Same thing happened at a ball game one time. I had a handful of, you know, electronic, you know, equipment, you know, radio stuff, and was going in and you know, knowing the people there, and the principal of the high school said something to this kid at the door, you know. I said, "Kid," he was 17 or 18. He said, "Oh, you can go ahead and let your kin folks in free." Of course, I was getting friend free anyway. I was, you know, coming in and do a broadcast, make a presentation too. And the guy said, "Yeah, I guess I will." And so I looked over Shorty, the principal of the school. They call him Shorty. He's about 6'5 and weighs about 300, which is typical around here, you know, Shorty. And I said, "Shorty, who in the hell is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's David Huffman. What do you mean? Boy, are you kidding?" And I said, "Look, I never laid eyes on an idiot in my life, you know." I said, "David Huffman? I don't know David Huffman." So, you know, you have that. And I always laugh and I say, "Well, I know everybody in the county except the Huffmans." And I run across a new one every few days, you know. I said, "Hey, I don't know you." But, you know.
Sure. Okay. Tell me something about your wife. Is she from this part of the country?
Yeah, right. Her dad is, you know, they've always been around here, her dad and her mom, too. Mm-hmm. You know, their families, one was from one side of the county and one from the other. But, you know, they've always all been from around here, mm-hmm. The Farrs and the Talents. Her mother was a Farr, dad's a Talent.
Okay. How old is she?
Janie, she's 25. Yeah. I was trying to think, yeah.
Okay. She a Baptist, too?
Well, actually, she was born a Methodist, so, you know, you can just put Methodist down there for the record.
What about her schooling?
You know, high school.
Is she in any sort of organization, civic club?
No, not really. I guess that's my fault. You know, but, I mean, you know.
It's the way it is?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she probably would be, but she's kind of quiet and shy, which is what I need, you know. It is, you know, energetic, and I'm not saying I'm outgoing, but out into junk all the time as I am. I need somebody that's not in to so many things so that they can follow along with me and help me do mine and, you know, this kind of stuff. Go to the meetings with me and, you know, and be a part that way, you know, be my wife instead of, you know, me having to take one of the kids or something to the meeting because Mama had to go, you know, do something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a family man. I think a family ought to be together. I think that's a lot of the problem that we get into. Of course, I know you can discipline your kids and teach them everything you know and teach them even better things than what you know, and you still have no guarantee that they're not going to turn out to be a rotten egg, you know. But you got to try, and I think a family needs to be close together because it gives you a certain warmness and security, some love, you know. And I think it's good to be dependent on somebody in that sense, not financially necessarily, not even physically necessarily, but I mean, you know, emotionally. I think it's good. So anyway, like I said, I'm a family guy. When I go home at night, I shut my door, and that's the end of it. I'll lay down on the floor in my drawers and watch TV, you know, light a cigar, and, you know, that's home, you know. And
how many children do you have?
We got two. Got a boy and a girl. And,
Could you describe these sketches that you did for me? Just a little bit about the...
Well, the old house, the one that I did most of my growing up in. Of course, back in those days, you know, you'd live in one house a while. You know, you rented a house and, you know, you'd move to another one or something. But this is the one...